Support for this public radio podcast comes from the Society for Human Resource Management, which also sponsors PBS's CEO Exchange, online at shrm.org.
All ears on Ben.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke will surely move markets today. He testifies before Congress this morning about the economy and interest rates. The House is working on some ideas for giving the economy a spark, and Bernanke might endorse certain ones. Just the anticipation of his speech has given the overseas markets a lift. Asia really bounced back with 2% gains across the board. European shares are 0.5% higher so far. The Dow starts off at 12,466, a 34-point loss yesterday. The Nasdaq dropped 23 to 2394. The S&P 500 is at a 14-month low, 1373 after losing 7 points. The federal government is about to have a ton of job openings. A report out this morning says Uncle Sam will need to fill thousands of jobs over the next several years. And for some, this could be a golden opportunity. Danielle Carson explains from Washington.
The nonprofit group Partnership for Public Service surveyed nearly 36 federal agencies to find out what kind of job shortages they face.
Our federal government is facing a retirement tsunami. Over 500,000 federal employees are likely to retire within the next 5 years.
The partnership's Max Steyer says the federal government should tap into an overlooked talent pool, baby boomers who want to work beyond retirement but haven't considered a second career with Uncle Sam.
Americans are living longer, they're living healthier. They want to work in jobs where they can make a difference, and the federal government is a perfect match for them.
The AARP's Deborah Russell says with jobs available all over the world, working for Uncle Sam can be just the ticket.
This is definitely an area that boomers would be very interested in going into. I think just the notion of all of the different possibilities within the federal government will be attractive to the mature workforce.
Over the next 2 years, the Departments of Defense and Homeland Security alone will need to fill more than 80,000 jobs. In Washington, I'm Danielle Carson for Marketplace.
The film business takes over Park City, Utah today. Yes, it's time once again for the Sundance Film Festival. There's always drama at Sundance, but this year the plot is especially thick. Here's Lisa Napoli.
Movie executives flock to Sundance in search of the next big thing, checkbooks in hand and stress levels high. This year they've got the writer's strike on their minds.
You have film distributors anxious about whether or not they're going to have open slots come a year from now.
That's John Horn. He covers the movie industry for the LA Times. He says the prospect of a prolonged Hollywood strike is putting even more pressure on buyers, and that could mean big money for movies at the heady, high-altitude Sundance.
And so you get these bidding wars where people are chasing movies that, had they played at sea level without 50 other buyers in the room, might not get the numbers that they've been getting.
That doesn't mean everybody who gets into the festival leaves with a deal. Only a fraction of the more than 200 independent films screened are likely to be bought. That's showbiz. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
If you're on the internet all day long, Time Warner might be asking you to pay accordingly. The cable company says it's going to test out a consumption-based billing model with customers in Beaumont, Texas. This could be pretty controversial since internet subscribers have come to expect a fixed monthly charge. The company says the billing system will probably only impact heavy users. Cable operators like Verizon and AT&T will be watching to see how Time Warner's little experiment works out.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com. And by Grant Thornton, dedicated to serving their clients worldwide with a passion for the business of accounting. On the web at GrantThornton.com.
In Zimbabwe, a wallet or a purse just won't do it. People need backpacks to carry their money around. It takes so many bills to buy even the most basic things. Tomorrow, Zimbabwe's government is releasing some new notes into circulation. The denominations? $1 million, $5 million, and $10 million. Correspondent Gretchen Wilson joins us now from Zimbabwe's neighbor, South Africa. Gretchen, has Zimbabwe's inflation really gotten that bad? They need a $10 million bill?
It actually has. As you know, inflation is hovering around 8,000% annually as the official rate, but, you know, it's actually much higher when you take into account what's happening on the black market or the illegal parallel market. And with inflation like this, each day consumers are needing more and more bills for basic transactions. And with that comes cash shortages, long lines at banks, and this is the kind of stopgap measure that the government's come up with to address that.
Do people really carry around sacks of cash?
Yes, I've actually talked to people who say they have backpacks full of cash. They have plastic grocery bags that they carry around full of cash.
Well, for example, how much does a carton of eggs cost?
I would have to say I haven't been in Zimbabwe for the past few months. But when I was there, a bottle of Coke cost about 65,000 Zimbabwean dollars.
And I also understand that the amount that people can take out of the bank has been increased?
Yes, that's what's happened. Right now, if you go to the streets of Harare, the capital, you'll find at every bank there are people who are sleeping outside, people who are lining up all day just to get into the bank and withdraw the maximum amount, which is 50 million Zimbabwean dollars. The Reserve Bank says they're going to raise that limit to 500 million. They say that what's happened right now is that many people and companies have gotten around that earlier limit by opening a number of different accounts. They say it's actually driving people to stand in line so long that they're actually not being productive.
Gretchen, you said this is a stopgap measure. What is the government thinking in terms of a long-term solution?
The government is really blaming corruption and an inflated demand for cash for this problem. It says that it's oftentimes many people who are turning to the parallel market, they're actually part of this problem, and they're calling on them to resist from trading in the parallel market and turning to official exchange rates. And that's really not likely to happen because those rates are the rates in which things are really valued on the streets of Zimbabwe.
Okay, Gretchen Wilson reporting from South Africa. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.